Hi, I'm Pinakin Munshi. Today we are going to cover chapter 15, which is on the SAP warehousing management system. We are going to, as part of this chapter, discuss the introduction of what we mean by warehouse management system. What are the warehouse management system process flows, different types of warehouse management systems, what are the features of warehouse management system, and what are the WMS screens and important transaction codes, and then we summarize. So to introduce, a warehouse management system application offers automated assistance for handling goods, materials, and ensuring accurate stock inventories within a warehouse complex. Now, I'll just point out one thing, you know. Offers automated assistance for handling goods, materials. This part is excellent. But accurate stock, which any ERP does in any case, including SAP. So warehouse management, because warehouse management will tell you exactly where the material should be stocked when you are stocking the material. That means you have received material and that has to be stacked away. So it will guide you on how, where the material should be put. It exactly knows which are the bins or which are the racks which are empty and where this material will be, ideally it should be stored. Same way, when you have to retrieve the material, it will tell you where the material is so that it can be retrieved. What we call as the picking function can be done in the shortest possible time and can be done accurately. So this module allows definition of mapping of the physical warehouse structure in the system. So this is what we are talking about. So you have a racking system or you have a block storage, which is like an open area. It will allow you to map it into your system so that you will be able to store the information exactly where the material has been stocked. Processing goods movement like receipts, issues, and stock transfers. So naturally, the warehouse function is to receive the goods, to sell the goods, or even transfer the goods. So, you know, for sale, you have to do receipts for, issues. For incoming material, you have to do the receipts, etc. And the material can be issued for either stock transfer or for sale. Maintain up-to-date stock inventories in the warehouse or warehouse complex at storage bin level. So this is more accurate. To say that accurate inventories are maintained at the storage bin level. What happens is that in a conventional system, you know that within the warehouse you have 10-ton stock. But the entire 10-ton stock may not be in one location. It can be at various places. So it becomes very daunting task for people to track the material. And sometimes, people who don't have a warehouse management system, they have to hunt for the material. Here, that will not be required because you have in the warehouse management system, exact location of each batch number, each pallet, each bag of the material or box of the material, you know where it is. So, the retrieval of the material is accurate and fast. Warehouse management is integrated with the materials management, sales and distribution and quality management system. Yes, it is integrated or interfaced with the material management because it's inventory. Sales and distribution, that is for the picking function where you have to issue the material. Quality management, for quality testing or even for segregation purpose in case the material has to be quarantined, etc. So it is, and mind you, that quality management, you don't need to quarantine the material simply because it's a non-conforming material. Sometimes you have a shelf life for a product. So when the shelf life expires, you will want to shift the material to another area so that even accidentally it is not picked for issue. And unless the material is tested and again requalified by the QA, it will not be put as a clear material for sale. Base documents for material movements are generated in MM, SD or QM modules, which we have seen why and how. Goods received from vendors and other plants generate base document in the MM module. So goods received can be either from your own plants, what we are talking in terms of the stock transfer, or could be from the manufacturing, or it could be from a third party vendor. So goods received from vendors and other plants generate the base document in the MM, and the base document will be the goods receipt. Then comes the goods issues. So for production or other plant generate base document in MM module. So if you are let's say stocking raw material, you will have to issue the raw material for the production to the manufacturing plant. So you need a goods issue, or you need the material for a stock transfer to another warehouse, or you need to sell the material. So in all these cases, the goods issue is which a transaction which will deplete the stock in that particular location or warehouse. Materials undergo quality inspection during GR and GI processes, with chain documents generated in QM module for stock placement or removal in the warehouse. So we have seen that, you know, after the material is received, normally either QA may test the material and clear the goods, make it, you know, inspected and ready for sale or use. It could be based on the certificate of analysis. Also in case of, like I said, you know, the shelf life expiry. So this qualification happens with the QM module. QM module generates base documents to return material to vendor during the GR quality inspection and online inspection processes. So suppose they find that the quality is not up to the mark, it's a non-conforming material, then the QM module will flag the material as rejected, as non-conforming, and then this material will have to be returned to the vendor. So that means the reverse logistics comes into play here. Delivery documents for goods against sale orders are generated in SD module for material removal from the warehouse. So we have seen in the sales and distribution module that when we make a sale, the sales order, the delivery order, all these are generated in the SD module. But for removal of the material, the goods issue, this happens in the MM module and also happens in the warehouse management module. Customer returns materials are handled with base documents generated in SD module. So when there is a complaint and customer returns the goods, your goods which you have supplied, the return is actually documented as a goods return in SD module, but the accounting of this material happens in the warehouse. So again, there it becomes part of the MM and the WM processes or module. Inventory is managed at the storage location in MM module. So in MM module, you have a warehouse for, let's say, finished goods. So it will say that yes, the inventory is there, 10 tons of stock is there in the warehouse. But exactly where in the warehouse, that it is not specifying. Whereas in the warehouse management module, it is done at the bin level. So that is the difference. So process flow. The SAP warehouse management module process flow includes defining and managing complex warehouse structures. So you have different type of storages. You have the block storage, you have the rack storage. Even in the rack storage, you may have certain racks which have a higher height and certain racks which have a lower height. So all these can be defined in the structure so that when you receive the material or when you want to put the material into the bin or into the rack, it will guide you which material will go where. Also depending upon, like, heavy materials will generally be always stored on the lower racks. Smaller, lighter materials will be always stored on the higher racks. Similarly for, you know, hazardous material, they will be stored at a lower height so that there is no accidental breakage, spillage, etc. Also, the risk will be minimized. So the warehousing management system basically takes care of all such complexities relating to materials. So defining the and managing the complex warehousing structures, ensuring efficient material movement throughout the through the proper processes. So even when you receive the material, where do you want to put the material? The warehousing management system will tell you which is the ideal place to keep this material based on the availability. That means the rack which are empty, the rack which are suitable for that material, the area that is suitable for the hazard classification of that material. Processing goods receipt, goods issues, and stock transfers quickly and easily with minimal effort. So because everything is documented, you want to retrieve the material, it can be done very easily, because once you know which rack, which rung, which location in a three-dimensional space your material is located, it's easy to go and retrieve it. The warehouse management system is integrated with various SAP modules, enabling transactions created in these modules to trigger physical transfers or movement of goods within and outside the warehouse. So we already saw goods receipt, goods issue, stock transfers, sale. So all these are reflected also in the warehousing management system, although they are largely reflected in the materials management system. They are also reflected in the warehouse management system. The SAP warehouse management module provides essential warehouse management functionality and features such as bin management, which we have discussed, billing, pick list management. So obviously, you know, the warehouse is the one which creates the invoices. The pick list is when the delivery order is created, the pick list is generated. It's a printout to say that X customer, a consignment has to leave, a shipment has to leave, and there are, let's say, five products. And which are the batch numbers which are to be issued to these customers? So the pick list will tell exactly where each of the material is. So the person who is responsible, the employee responsible for the picking, will actually go pick up each of those five material and consolidate it in one place so that it is ready for the next step, which is doing the goods issue, invoicing, and then loading it onto a transport. So inward and outward process management to streamline all warehouse related operations efficiently. Process flow activities within the SAP warehouse management module include managing material movements and changes in material status, such as releasing goods from inspection and restricting usage until inspection is complete. So we have seen that when material comes in, you can configure the system that this material cannot be released unless it is cleared by the quality management system. If the material comes from an affiliate where no further inspection is required, you can configure the system in such a way that the material, as soon as GRN is done, it's ready for sale. So all this can be done. Even we talked about the shelf life. So the warehouse management system will help you to track, identify all these and help you to carry out the operations very successfully. Staging materials to production area or supply areas and handling final products after production. So staging is, you know, where a batch has been planned, and for batch, let's say there are three raw materials required. So they are required in certain quantities. So the staging is where all these materials are brought and kept at one point from where they can be issued to the manufacturing facility. Picking and shipping goods for sales order. So obviously we have also discussed this. Post-pandemic, organizations place significant emphasis on a well-equipped warehouse management system due to its benefits. What are the benefits? Real-time visibility of movement and transit, These are also there in the materials movement, but here, as I said, the visibility is more in the bin level or the rack level. Efficient management of goods supply and inventory, even with limited manpower, because as I said, you don't have to look for where the material is stored. You know exactly where the material is stored. So when you are storing the material, the system prompts you. When you want to retrieve the material, the system will tell you where exactly to retrieve the material from, where it is stored. So different types of warehouse management systems. So we have a few examples here. So you have a standalone system, you have a supply chain module that supports the supply chain management and not just the warehousing operations, then integrated with ERP and the cloud-based systems. And we'll explain what each of these means. So in a standalone system, this is typically used in third-party warehouses, you know, where I am the company, I have leased a warehouse, the services are provided by the third-party company, warehouse company. They have a warehouse management system, which basically just takes care of what material is coming in, what material is going out, and the material where it is stored. So this is a standalone system. So a commercial organizational unit in SAP system with its own set of master data and independent table set. So here master data is there for the various materials which are supposed to be stored there. Company code and independent accounting unit within a client representing a legal entity with its own financial statement. I'm not going to explain more into this, it's self-explanatory. Plant and organizational unit with a company code where manufacturing, warehousing and sales activity takes place. Storage location, now this is the organization or the hierarchy that we are discussing. An organizational unit within the plant that distinguishes different physical locations where material are stocked. So like we talked about hazardous, non-hazardous, fragile, non-fragile and inflammable, whatever. Purchasing organizations, an organizational unit responsible for procurement activities either at the client, company or plant level. And we have covered this in the materials management. So in case you need any further explanation, just go back to the materials management module. Purchasing group is an organizational unit responsible for the everyday procurement activities within the organization. So supply chain modules. Supply chain management modules offer comprehensive automation for managing vendor relationships, business processes, inventory management, material sourcing, and product cycles. These modules provide benefit for third-party logistics firms to optimize supply chain management. Unlike the standalone supply or a system, supply chain management software has a broader scope and focuses on various aspects such as risk assessment. So this is a slightly more advanced version than a standalone version, and it integrates some of these supply chain functionalities. Minimizing overlaps with existing software is crucial when opting for this option. So when you are opting for this kind of a module for warehouse management, it can overlap or interfere with your ERP system. So one has to be careful that there is no overlap. You have to sometimes flag off or switch off some functionalities in the supply chain module for warehouse management if it is overlapping with the SAP ERP. Okay, so minimizing overlap with existing software is crucial when opting for this option. For example, combining fleet management, inventory management, and warehouse management software into a single supply chain platform can be advantageous. So when you are having a more comprehensive supply chain management, warehousing management system, it offers certain advantages. Integration with other ERP system is another way to prevent overlap and ensure seamless functionality. Now we come to the third type, which is the integrated ERP. And this is typically, you know, when you are going for the warehouse management system, which is provided by SAP. So here it will be seamlessly integrated, with the ERP system. So ERP system offers a wide range of core applications that streamline logistics processes, including supply chain planning, procurement, accounting, customer relationship management, and human resources. So it basically has a wider visibility. The ERP system knows when the materials are going to come, how much material is going to come, and if you're going to fall short of your warehousing capacity, it will warn you beforehand and tell you that you will require space or you need to make some other arrangement. While integrating ERP systems provide some warehousing features, organizations should consider that warehousing is not their core function. So while integrated ERP systems provide some warehousing features, organizations should consider that warehousing is not their core function. So, this has to be considered. There may be a namesake warehousing feature, but it may not be adequate. So when looking for an ERP system, organization should ensure that it offers warehouse management features. That means it should have features which will really make a difference to the organization. Integrating a WMS with ERP can be more expensive due to unique modules, but it centralizes multiple operations into a unified interface. So yes, buying a WMS module, separately is going to be more expensive, but it is, when you have a unified interface, you have WMS, which is coupled with your SD and your MM module, then it can really add a lot of capability to the organization. Integrated WMS with ERP is suitable for organizations dissatisfied with their current software solutions or seeking a centralized system. Self-explanatory, WMS is a supply chain module or ERP integration, differs from standalone system as it provides warehouse management as part of a broader tool with multiple capabilities. So in a standalone system, it's only looking at the warehouse management, like I said, in terms of the receipt, storage, retrieval, or issue. But when you have it integrated as part of your ERP system, then you have the benefit in terms of logistics, transport planning, in terms of the entire process, including planning of your warehouse space, etc. Because it has total visibility with what materials have been planned for future, etc. We come to the last model, which is the cloud-based. Cloud-based is mostly what we are talking here is software as a service, SaaS, as we call it. Here, you have a WMS system, which is based on a cloud. You don't have to invest either in a server or a software. You only have to subscribe and you pay for it as long as you use it. You upload your data, you configure the system, and then you start using it. So it's very, very easy to start using the cloud-based system. So on-premise solutions can be unreliable in terms of maintenance cost and installation, requiring large sums of handling infrastructure. This is the traditional system where standalone you want to have on-premise system, you will need to buy the software licenses, set it up on various machines, etc. Cloud-based WMS solutions offer advantages such as reduced implementation and installation cost because it happens very, very quickly, scalability, and subscription-based payment. So you pay as you use. Suppose you want to discontinue using it, you don't have to bother about the hardware, the software, you simply stop using the services. Cloud-based systems optimize warehouse activities, streamline workflows with automation, reduce data entry time, provide timely product updates, and offer real-time data access. So basically, it offers all the advantages that typically standalone system does. Implementing a cloud-based WMS allows for centralized management of multiple system functionalities. Cloud-based solutions have potential pitfalls, including less control over the data security, due to vendor hosting, and the possibility of service interruptions due to internet connectivity. So if your service provider is not very reliable, then you can have these issues of security, continuity of operations, interruptions, etc. So one, if you happen to go for a cloud-based solution, you have to look for a party which is very, very reliable. At the same time, your connectivity also has to be equally reliable. Organizations should consider their pain points and requirements, including deployment, integration, and accessible sales channels when selecting a platform for implementation. Very, very common sense. So this is SAP Warehouse Management System features. So what are the features? You have the improved goods receipt and better control, what you achieve with the WMS. Real-time reporting. Real-time reporting is also there in any ERP system. So I would not say that this is anything special or specific to WMS. Mobility and data security. Mobility today is available even with ERP systems. So again, security, yes. But again, like we talked about the cloud-based system, we say that security is something that we need to look at. So it's a question mark here. Production and material requirement planning. Naturally, because in an integrated system, you will be able to exactly see what will be your future requirement of materials and even your space requirement. Warehouse and inventory management, self-explanatory. Bin and database management, this is important. QC, quality control management, this is also available in ERP systems. So it's not something unique other than just the specific bin or location that this system provides, and purchase agreements. So here also, this is available in ERP systems. So SAP Warehouse Management System features. So in SAP, if you go for the warehouse management, what are the features and what are the benefits that you have? Improved goods receipt and better controls. Naturally, because it's an integrated system, it offers you a seamless control over the entire system. Production and material requirement planning, because it's integrated with the WMS. Real-time reporting. I think any ERP system does that. Warehouse and inventory management. Yes, warehouse management is on. Inventory management, any ERP does it. Mobility and data security, naturally. So if you have it on a SAP database, you have a very high level of security. Quality control management that we have already seen. Bin and database management, that's important, because here WMS mainly gives you the advantage of the bin level management. So the warehouse monitoring components, various T codes. So this is a direct option here available. This is the standard monitor, the standard screen, how it looks. This is not specific to WMS. So these are the alert codes for the WMS system. How these stocks are visible. This is a screenshot which tells you, how stocks are visible in the WMS system. These are the some of the T codes, which can be used for querying the WMS system, either for querying or for carrying out certain operations. So coming to the summary, SAP Warehouse Management System is useful in managing inventory in the warehouse for several reasons. One, visibility. Enhanced inventory visibility. It provides real-time visibility into the inventory levels. I will not say so much of inventory levels. Any ERP system will do that. But the location, the visibility of the location, movement of the goods within the warehouse, and this allows for better tracking and management of stock, reducing the risk of stock out or overstocking. I again don't agree with the risk of stock out or overstocking unless you have a difference between your system stock and your physical stock, which means that either there is wrong material being dispatched, leading to a stock being shown in the system, but physically stock is not available. efficient warehouse operations. It optimizes warehouse processes and workflows, enabling efficient handling of goods, improved picking and put away strategies, and streamlined inventory management. It helps to reduce errors, increase productivity, and minimize operational cost. This is a very important point because it speeds up all your operations, improves the efficiency and effectiveness of the operations. Advanced warehouse control. It offers comprehensive control over warehouse operations, including inventory tracking, cycle counting, stock reconciliation. It enables accurate and timely inventory management, ensuring that stock levels are always up to date, and integration with SAP module. This advanced warehouse control is again very important. We talked in the materials management module that you are required to do a physical stock taking. That means every few months you are supposed to reconcile your system stock or book stock with the physical inventory. And there is very, very important because you can check individual product inventory from the WMS system because you know exactly where they are stored. So you can check whether materials are stored as they are reflected in WMS and the right quantities are available at the locations. With that, we come to end of this chapter. Thank you.